Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's the end of an era for Suffolk Downs. The 80-year-old horse racing venue is closing by the end of the year. Upwards of 2,000 people will be out of work. Suffolk Downs owners had hoped a casino would save the racetrack, but the casino license is going instead to Everett. WBUR's Dolores Handy visited the track to assess the impact of the looming closure.
Trifecta 1, 2, 4, $70.20.
There are 700 horses in the stables at Suffolk Downs in Revere. In fewer than 2 weeks, the sounds of their thundering hooves will be silenced. What happens after that?
Most of them will go somewhere else to race. The ones that can't compete will be given away as riding horses or ponies or whatever.
Esvaldo Rivera is a horse trainer who's been at Suffolk Downs 30 years.
The horses all go to adoption. They can't go to slaughter because we can't do that anymore.
Chip Tuttle, chief operating officer of Suffolk Downs, says the track has been losing money since 2006 to the tune of over $50 million. He says it's impossible to continue.
All of the other major racetracks on the East Coast have the advantage of expanded gaming at the property, whether it's New York, Pennsylvania, in Delaware, in Maryland. You know, Massachusetts has chosen a different way, and there are some very, very difficult repercussions for the people who work here.
Tammy Pierre Marini is one of those people. Nearly 30 years ago, she started her racing career at Suffolk Downs. She is now the third leading female jockey in the history of horse racing.
I was 18 when I began racing, and I remember coming in my very first day riding. You see where we stand today? You couldn't move. There were so many people, young, older. The crowds, it was almost like being at Kentucky Derby. That's how many people.
Pierre Marini had hoped for a return to those golden days of horse racing, but her hopes were dashed with the casino decision this week.
The loss of the casino was the final straw. That would have helped us out immensely. It would have brought more trainers in. It would have brought more riders in, and it would have brought a different crowd in. It definitely would have revitalized the industry, and it would have saved a lot of people that had farms.
George Brown has a farm in Rehoboth. He says closing Suffolk Downs means the end of a family legacy.
My farm has been in my family since 1850, and I have the original deed. My great-great-grandfather bought the farm for $575. As far as my farm is concerned, with horses, it's done.
The final Suffolk Downs horse race is scheduled for September 29th. The track closes for good in December. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.